Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, hour number two. And
why did you? I told you, Phil, don't do that.
No, you're right. You're right. Hour number two is.
Yeah, it's all redundant and so you sound like a hack.
Thank you. Anyway, welcome to our show. Welcome back. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry here along with Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray as we talk about the issues of the day, the important stuff, the stuff that moves you, grooves you, and makes you feel like you want to just jump up and jump out loud and sing and then leap from the fifth floor of a building and I don't know, whatever it is that floats a boat, maybe not yours. We have Ted Bell with us here. We're going to bring him on the line in just a moment to talk about some things having to do with the National Football League. But first, this word from Peenemann Enterprises. Well, I'm kidding about that.
What was Peenemann Enterprises anyway?
That's what he did on Art Bell thing.
When we did the Art Bell bits. And there's a lot of people who want us to return to doing Art Bell bits, and I'm loath to do it, only because Art has retired, as you know, and I just don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know. Art is a great guy, and we enjoyed doing the Art Bell bits. Maybe we'll do it just as a...
No, do it like a what do you call, homage?
Not a homage. It's an homage.
What?
Homage. That's the French.
Homage?
What did I just say? I said homage, not homage.
Okay. In any event, we may, but... Our backstage pass is really what I want to talk to you about. With the backstage pass, you're a subscriber to the website. You're a subscriber to all things Hendry. You become a member of the family. You become a part of the DNA, the genetic code of this radio show. You become a part of, just be forewarned, every mood, every anger, everything that has ever bothered me in life, everything that I ever celebrated in life, everything that has, you will become a part of that. Your life will be a turmoil, turned upside down. I may call you in the middle of the night and cuss at you and swear and use dirty words because I just need someone to talk to. So join us at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com with a backstage pass, live streaming video of the show, over 10 years worth of full shows, 5,000 hours. We have podcasts. We've got other video casts. We've got interviews, radio interviews. We have an entire press section. If you're a member of the media, you can contact us through the website. And you can say, hey, Phil, how you been? What's up? If you're an affiliate, confused as to who's affiliating the show, who is actually syndicating the show, and we have many questions like that, you can ask us. And we'll be happy to help you at philhendryshow.com. All right, Ted Bell on the line from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Where is he, bud?
Gotta hold on for a minute. He told me to hold on because they were seating a big party. And he said as soon as we're done seating a big party, then they'd be happy to bring him. Here's.
Hey, Ted, are you there?
Phil. Ted Bell here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I'm glad that you did not bring in the jingle. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we're not going to. You don't want to use the jingle. Why?
I think you already explained that to the audience. I think that what we are trying to do is to show a multifaceted side. I'd really rather not spend so much time talking about it, if it's all the same to you.
Ted, hi, it's Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
So you want to be a sports reporter, is that it?
No, it's not that I want to be a sports reporter. It's nothing quite that amateurish. I don't really want to put it that way.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put it that way, but I'm saying you don't want to talk so much about the restaurant.
Well, I don't think I've ever really talked about the restaurant on Phil's show. When we were a sponsor of the show by way of the restaurant. But now what I want to do is show what I can do, and I don't even want to say I want to. In other words, I'm giving too much information. What I'd like to do is just come on the show very professionally and have Phil introduce me professionally. And now Ted Bell, with his view of sports, although I don't want to sound like I'm the guy that they bring on to do the sports report, who's, because that makes me sound... You know what I mean, Phil? That makes me sound like I'm some little cheap, some little cheap punk. And I don't mean punk, but... Well, look, I don't want to have to... Margaret, would you not ask me so many questions?
I'm not asking... What I wanted to know is why you're on the show without the commercial.
I'm saying to Phil, and I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to Phil's listeners, I want to be on the show as a sports voice. Someone who talks about sports.
And also you on the restaurant.
I don't want to mention the restaurant.
So, in other words, if I'm getting this...
We already talked about this. So for you to say, in other words, if I'm getting this, is a little dishonest. You and I talked about this, didn't we?
I understand that we talked about it, Ted, but so I can explain to the audience.
The audience doesn't need it to be explained to them. The audience, all the audience knows is what you tell them. If I come on and you say, now Ted Bell is going to join us, and you don't say anything about what I do, whether I own a restaurant or what have you... And then I come on the program and I just talk about the things that I, you know, that I observe in the world of sports, and that I can give a little bit of my enlightenment to the people that are listening out there to the sports world, then that's all they need to know, and I think they're going to believe that.
So if Phil has you on...
Oh, for God, why am I having to explain it? Okay?
Ted, why are you wound up, man? We're just asking why, you know, what... How we bring you on?
I'm getting wound up because if you brought on Bob Costas, would you go, here's Bob Costas, who is not a sponsor, Bob Costas?
No, I wouldn't do that because everyone knows who Bob Costas is.
Do people know who I am?
They know who you are, but you're not a sports reporter.
And why do I?
I'm sorry.
No, it's me. It's me. I've been working so long with this restaurant. I have been breaking my you-know-what for so long with this restaurant, Ted's Beverly Hills, that I can't see the forest for the trees anymore. You know, I'm trying to bust out. I'm trying to do something different, trying to do something with my life. You understand, Phil?
I understand, yeah.
I mean, do you understand that when I come home at night, and Margaret, you know, please just allow me.
Ted, I will allow you all the time you need.
When I come home at night, I stink of grease. I stink of grease. I stink of I stink of garlic and grease. That's what I smell like. When you come home from work at night, what do you smell like, Phil? Well, I bet you that you probably smell pretty good. I know that you take a shower. I know that you use underarm deodorant, so you probably don't stink that much. And even Bud probably comes home.
Well, Bud probably stinks. He probably stinks of the pizza box.
Well, all right, but...
Yeah, that's true.
But when I come home at night, I smell like a grease trap. I've been standing in a kitchen. I've been going between a kitchen and a dining room. I've been fetching things. I'm getting something because a kid threw up. I'm getting some butter. I'm getting a little extra this. I'm saying hello to people whose guts I hate. I'm laughing and backslapping individuals that I would rather see burn alive in a car fire. I am.
Good God, Ted!
Well, that's the... What do you think all the restaurant's about, anyway?
Ted, that is absolute, murderous, horrible hypocrisy.
Oh, it's hypocrisy! Oh, man, are you ready for this? I have a living to make. I've got a wife and a kid to feed, all right?
Well, you do a very good job with it. So I can't imagine that you would be glad-handing and backslapping someone who you wanted to see burn in a car fire.
Please, allow me this. Let me explain what I do for a living. Is that all right with you?
Ted, I don't think anyone...
Is that all right with you, Ms. Gray, and you, Mr. Henry? If you let me explain what I do for a living, you can explain what you do for a living. Margaret, you can explain what you do for a living, what Frank does for a living. That's fine. But let me tell people what I do for a living. And what I do for a living is I fetch. Okay? Now, let's start talking a little bit. Let's talk some turkey, all right? Let's talk turkey.
Okay, talk some turkey, Mr. Bell.
That's Oh, man, not him. He's anything but him.
Bud, let me just, you know, handle this.
Thank you, Phil. Let's talk some turkey, okay? I fetch. That's what I do. I fetch. Just like a dog. Just like I fetch. Hey, you. I had a guy say that to me the other day in my own place. I'm in Beverly Hills. I got one of the top steakhouses of the West Coast. I had a guy say to me, hey, you, will you go get me some creamer for the coffee? And I swear to God, Phil, at that moment, I wanted to take... We had just brought out the soups, and we had a buffet that evening, and they had just brought out the chicken noodle, and I wanted to take an entire bucket of chicken noodle and bury that pot on that guy's head and just listen to the screams as the scalding soup ran down his face, his neck, and eventually settled in a nice hot puddle in his crotch.
That's anger.
Yes, it is.
Better believe it.
Where are you, Ted?
I don't know.
So you're frustrated with your life, huh?
I'm not frustrated with my life. I want to do something else. I want people to see that I'm more than a guy standing there in a nice-looking suit. Oh, hey, how you doing? That's great. I love everybody, you dirty, filthy...
I mean, do you actually have every night people coming into your restaurant whose guts you hate?
Yes. What do you think this is, anyway? I'm in the restaurant business. Is that a private club?
Well, Ted, it's not worth it. It just is simply not worth it.
Hey, well, hold on for a minute. Can I just ask something?
Go ahead.
I thought I was coming on here to talk about the football.
You are.
Then what am I going through this psychoanalysis with you guys for?
You were the guy that started talking about all this stuff happening in your life, yet people, you hate their guts.
Yeah, I don't want to fetch. You mind? I'd like to do something else with my life than go and fetch butter and creamer and clean up some kid's spit up and clean up some old guy that puked and tell a guy to go into the bathroom and mop something up and tell someone, get a waitress to do this and get a waiter to do that and get our bartender to do that. I swear to God, our bartender, right now, the biggest job he's got is keeping my glass filled. That's how bad it's getting for me. The biggest job that Armin's got is to make sure he keeps my glass filled. I don't care about anybody else.
You're drinking on the job.
Yeah, that's right. I'm drinking on the job.
Just like your father.
That's dirty pool, Phil.
No, just like your father.
It's true, Ted.
And you're going to wind up like him, too.
Well, why, that's why I want to do the sports thing.
All right, we're going to do the sports thing. We've got to take a break. We're going to take a break. Okay, wow. Ted Bell is with us. We'll be right back. Talk about the NFL, salary caps, and more. Female kicker trying out. No more about Ted and the fact that Armin's got to keep his glass full.
Who's Armin?
He's the bartender. Figure it out. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Fine, will you?
This is the world famous Phil Hendry
Show.
Nobody
told me that. Nobody tells me that.
No one tells you what?
No one tells me. No one really cares. I show up to work. Well, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, Phil, but that is the reality of my life.
All right, we got Ted Bell on the line with us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Margaret Gray is here. Let's just get into the sports.
All right, well, that's what I wanted to do.
Ted Bell and Ted, the first thing I want to talk with you about, let me get these stories up. We were, before you came on the air, and perhaps before a lot of you guys joined us here, we were discussing the prospect of a female player in the National Football League.
I know the story here. And her name is Lauren Silberman, and they're not giving her much of a chance to make the National Football League. I thought I would tell you that, Phil, because it just does not seem like it is going to be one of those situations that's very high percentage. She is a soccer player. She played in organized soccer. She just started practicing kicking footballs recently, but she is scheduled to try out at an NFL regional scouting combine. That would they want to see where this hobby of hers is going to take her.
So it's a hobby.
Well, I think so.
Well, it sounds like you're not taking her very seriously. I think she has an opportunity to make it. Donica Patrick finished in the top 10.
Yeah. Okay.
Phil, see, this is why Ted's just blowing me off.
I'm not blowing you off, Margaret. I as a sports reporter, hold on for a minute. Hey, could we hold it down to a roar around here? I'm on the radio. I didn't say I on. I said I'm on the ring. You're a real smartass, Reuben. You're a smartass, Reuben. Hey, Reuben.
Hey, Ted, we're on the air.
I'm sorry, hold on. Reuben. I didn't say I are on the air. I did, but I made a mistake. I said I'm on the air. I'm going to be a radio announcer. I'm going to be a radio announcer. Reuben. Hey, Reuben.
Hey, will you forget about Reuben, Ted?
Hold on for a minute, Phil. This guy busses tables for me, and he's going to take a shot like that? Hold on.
What did he say?
He said, hey, Mr. Bell, you said I on radio. Ha, 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 you sound. He said I sounded like I had like a spastic brain or something. Isn't that what you said? Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You used the word spastic. You used the word spastic.
Ted, I'm going to hang up if I don't get your undivided attention in 10 seconds.
All right, I got 10 seconds. You said, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, and you're fired. How does that feel?
No, all right, now I'm going to throw you off the air for firing him.
All right, you're not fired. Hey, Phil, I don't like you telling me how to run my business.
I don't like you running your business when you're on the air with me. This is my business.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. But let me ask you a question. When I got a busboy, a guy that works, you know, way, way, way down, way down. I own the restaurant, he's a busboy. Where would you put him if we were animals? What would he be and what would I be?
Ted, I don't know.
Now, come on.
I would say that if you were animals, you would be like a gorilla and he would be a monkey.
What?
That's pretty funny. That is pretty funny, man.
What in the hell? Goodbye.
Are you kidding me? I want every guest told from this day forward, if you hang up on the Phil Henry Show, you will not be allowed back on the air ever.
Just tonight.
Is that what I just said? I said ever.
He hung up, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Well, I wasn't trying to make a joke. I was actually...
No, you're right. He asked, he said, you know, if I was an animal, where do you think he'd be? You said a gorilla and he'd be a monkey. And I heard Ted go, what? Didn't come out the way Ted wanted to come out. That's it. Is he calling back?
Yeah.
That Ted?
So why, you know, why'd you hang up on me?
I didn't hang up on you and you know it.
Well, I don't really appreciate that kind of conversation. If I'm going to be on your program doing the sports reporting, as we have discussed, I don't want to be made to look like some kind... All right, we'll go ahead and we'll use that monkey analogy for just the next 5 seconds. I don't want to be made to look like I'm a gibbering, some kind of a gibbering long-tailed thing in a tree.
I guess that would be a monkey, huh?
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to use the word. If you want to make me look like I'm a gibbering, long-tailed, blankety-blank... Hello?
Okay, Margaret.
In a tree?
Yes, in a tree.
Well, Ted, that only leaves one thing, a monkey.
No, it does not only leave a monkey. God.
Hey, Ted, what difference does it make, okay? All right, we're talking about the young lady. Now, Donica Patrick is a very, very good example.
Hold on for just a minute. I swear to God, I'll get back to it, Bill. So you called me a monkey is what you did.
No, Ted, you're the one that asked if you were an animal... And where would your busboy, this kid Reuben, I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
What animal would he be? So I'd say you were a gorilla, he was a monkey.
Jesus. That...
Well, you know, guy, you're the guy that walked into it, okay?
I didn't walk into anything. I said what I was hoping she'd say is I would be a regular man, as I am right now, and Reuben would be like a dog or a cat.
So, I see. So,
Yeah, and it's not racial because it has to do with just... In terms of the brain, but never mind. Doesn't matter.
All right, Ted, let's talk about this young lady from the National Football League, the tryout. She wants to be a field goal kicker. You said that she does not have much of a chance to make it.
Oh, I don't think she does. She is 28 years of age. She has played soccer, as I say. She played competitive soccer. I don't think she's played any professional soccer. Now, Phil, you're right. You mentioned the magic thing there, Donica Patrick. Donica Patrick, she can contend, against men in motorsports. Silverman's about to take a big kick forward, and I wrote that line, big kick forward. I want to point these out. I'm not trying to get kudos, and I don't want your approval, but what do you think of my writing?
It's very good. It's very good.
I think it's excellent.
Okay. Silverman's about to take a big kick forward for female athletes.
Hold on. You don't want to emphasize it like that.
What?
Well, you don't want to go a big kick.
I didn't go a big kick. God, you're making me sound like I'm in the chorus line. God.
No, we're not.
Yeah, she made me sound like that guy got a big kick. Oh, God. You're making me sound like half of these guys that come in here on a Wednesday night after 1 a.m. And I think you know what I mean.
Oh, would you not be so sensitive, man? We're talking about you emphasizing the word kick. It's great writing. You don't have to do anything with that word other than just articulate it normally.
I want people to notice how good it is.
People are going to notice on their own, Ted. If you say a big kick, I think you're ruining the word. You're ruining the entire sentence.
All right.
Go ahead.
Silverman is about to take a big kick forward for female athletes, even if the odds are clearly stacked against her. I didn't want to use the word stacked. But you think it works?
Why didn't you want to use the word stacked?
Well.
Breasts?
Yeah.
No, man, that's okay.
Well, okay, so on the one hand, I'm not allowed to talk about a woman's you-know-what. I don't get it, but... the 28-year-old Silverman will kick Sunday at the New York Jets training facility in Florham Park, New Jersey. And we got a quote from her here in an email, Phil. She said, I'm working hard to prepare, but I'm also realistic about my chances. I hope my willingness to put myself out there inspires others to seize opportunities and challenges. The support from around the world has been so heartening. Her goal for the weekend is a true long shot, perfect 60-yard field goal.
All right, now when a kicker tries out in the National Football League, is he asked to make kicks like that?
Well, in a non-competitive situation where you don't have a defensive line... Well, there's the music, so...
Hang on the line. We'll be right back, okay?
Right. But the word stacked, you don't have a problem with.
I don't have a problem with the word stacked, no.
Why is he so sensitive?
Well, Margaret, I got to tell you, one reason is you're sitting here.
Yeah, you're enough. You scare people.
I don't scare people near as much as you do. All right, so stick that in your glass pipe. And...
All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
Dan to Beverly Hills.
I told him not to do that.
All right, we're back. We're just screwing around. Phil Henry here, Ted Bell, Margaret Gray, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard. Ted, we're talking with you this hour about football, about the National Football League, about Lauren Silberman. We also have a story here on salary caps that we want to get to, and your expertise as a business owner is going to help us there. But let's just continue here a little bit more. Lauren Silberman is a 28-year-old female who's going to be in the New York Jets camp this weekend, is it? This coming Sunday at the Jets training facility. Not camp hasn't started yet, correct?
No, training camp for the National Football League doesn't begin until July. I don't know whether the NFL has anything similar like the baseball, where baseball the pitchers and catchers.
No. Talk about baseball, pitchers and catchers.
Yeah, that's it. The pitchers and catchers. You know why I'm reluctant? Well. I don't like using those terms. See, you were talking to me about stacked, and the other term that I used that might be bad was stacked and kick.
Kick is fine. When you said that Lauren Silberman is going to take a big kick forward, we're talking to Ted here about his writing.
You don't have to tell the audience. We're talking to Ted here. That's like saying, oh, we're talking to Ted here because he's a novice.
Ted, if you're going to ask our opinion...
I'm not asking your opinion, I'm asking Mr. Henry.
Well, she's a writer. Margaret's a journalist. Are you being a sexist, the kind of sexist that...
No, I'm not being a sexist.
Well, then take her opinion.
All right, what do you think?
I said that kick is fine, it's a very good word. Now, if you're going to begin to worry about words like stack because you're afraid of some inference that you're being sexist, I wouldn't do that.
All right, but I mean, if I say, and the odds are stacked against her, and they show a picture of her, because I got no control over that, if they pick it up for a wire story, and they show a picture of her with the big, they're sticking out.
The big what? Does she have large breasts?
I don't know.
Well, then what are you worried about?
What if she does?
Oh, man. You know what, man? You're not ready for this job.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Editor, sir.
Well, you're asking me a question. You're on my show. You spent more time asking me advice about how your writing is and feeling insecure about being a sports reporter.
I'm Ted Bell. Let me just explain something. My name is Ted Bell. T-E-D-B-E-L-L. Ted Bell.
Ted.
Hey, whoa. Ted Bell. I'm Ted Bell. All right?
Ted, we know that.
Hold on. Let me ask a question, Margaret. Is your name Ted Bell?
You know full well it isn't.
All right, Phil?
No.
Okay, so of the three of us...
It's actually five, me and Robert.
All right, then I'll ask you, Dickman. What's your name? It sure isn't Ted Dickman, is it?
No.
Is it Bud Bell?
No.
Is it Ted Bell?
No, you're Ted Bell.
Hey, atta baby. What about you, Robert?
No, sir, you're Ted Bell.
I'm Ted Bell, so we're in agreement, four of you, including me. That'd make five, wouldn't it? One, two...
Yes, it's five.
All right. I'm Ted Bell. What does it say in the front of my restaurant? Ted's of Beverly Hills. It could say Ted Bell's of Beverly Hills. I don't need to do that, though. I don't need to even say Ted Bell's of Beverly Hills. People know it's... When they say Ted, hey, it's me. They come out with a movie called Ted. Why? Because they hear my name everywhere. This guy, what's his name? This Seth something or other? What's his name?
McFarlane.
Yeah, he comes out with a movie called Ted. Why did he call it Ted? You know why? Because he hears the name Ted everywhere. He sees the name Ted everywhere. I'll bet you that guy has come into my restaurant and tried to mooch drinks. I hear that guy McFarlane, before he got famous, was hanging around all kinds of joints, mooching drinks, trying to catch drinks from all kinds of people. And I shouldn't say this, but it's very possible, because I know this town. If you go out there and you're trying to sell your ass out here on Wilshire Boulevard so you can catch drinks at my place.
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm not saying anything. I hope it isn't true, what I heard.
What did you hear?
Bill, don't ask him what he heard.
No, wait. I heard that McFarland might have sold his...
You know something, man? I'm gonna tell everybody right now not to listen to anything you say in regard to that. It's absolute slander. It's a bunch of horse dung. You don't even know if Seth MacFarlane ever set foot in your place.
My friend, let me tell you, everybody who's anybody has been in my joint and has had a drink. And I've seen a lot of them who are movie stars today. And I mean, just, you know, like a year before they became a movie star, they're down on Wilshire Boulevard selling their rear ends so they can get up enough cash to come in and get a tit. That's how good the tit is. Where a guy like Matthew McConaughey would be...
Would you not say anybody's name, please?
Please?
Please. All right, moving on.
I'd throw him off the air.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, I would. That was absolute slander to say that Seth MacFarlane sold his you-know-what down on Wilshire so he could get enough money for a Ted.
Margaret, the Ted... Oh, God almighty, do I hate you now.
It doesn't matter to me.
The Ted is one of the finest cocktails that has ever been...
The Ted all is rum and coke.
All it is rum and coke. Let me tell you about a Ted. The Ted... No, I'm not even going to...
Yeah, okay. Can we now move on to the next story, which is the NFL... it is the NFL salary cap.
Yeah, the NFL salary cap is $123 million. And I think I heard you say, Phil, I think you're right, that the NFL salary cap, as it is today, shows that the National Football League has got plenty of money. Who knows why they're crying about what they're crying about, but I think it takes a pair, a pretty big pair, to start bellyaching about the... money that you're making if you've raised your salary cap.
Yeah, but this is all about the union, isn't it?
Well, it's about the union, sure. It's about the players who are getting their way again. I got to tell you something. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know when we are going to stop giving in to some of these workers. I got nothing against a worker. I used to be a worker myself, but I think there comes a time, Phil, when you say to the workers of the country, you know, we're in a recession, for God's sake. And you want what? You want a raise? We don't want a raise. I'd love to have a raise. But I don't get a raise. I go to work. I come home. I stink of grease. My son goes to embrace me. He goes to hug his father. He says, hello, father. Welcome home. And then he backs away with a look on his face like he's going to retch all over the front of my suit. What do you say, Phil, when you come home and your only son embraces you and then backs away and has a look on his face of revulsion, you know? And you wonder where you went wrong. You wonder why that boy hates you.
You're talking about the way you smell from a grease trap.
Well, all right, but the point that I'm making is you do take it personally until you realize it's the stink coming off of you from the food. And so I want to do something more, Phil. I want to be able to make enough money for my employees to pay them better.
Okay, so we're going to get back to, I don't know how we got sidetracked there. Where's the story?
I'm looking for it. So
what the story is, as I know it, the National Football League increasing its salary cap to $123 million. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be paying their players more. That means they're just going to be hiring or have an opportunity to look at and hire perhaps more players, at least through camp.
Well, the fault in your thinking is that the National Football League has a limited number of players that you can have on the team. So, no, it isn't so they can hire more players.
I said in training camp. In training camp.
In training camp.
Yeah. You know, you can offer more contracts. I don't know. I don't know what the league rule is, but you can at least take a look at a few more people and maybe even offer money to individuals, whether or not you're going to keep them on the roster, and you'll have more money to play with.
Yeah, but I mean, the money that you have to play with, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I was doing better when I was talking about the way I stunk to high heaven, and then my only son, Josh, would look at me and then back away and say, my God, you stink. And that cuts you to the quick, I'll tell you that right now.
Even if it's just the smell of grease.
Even if it's the smell of grease, yes, sir.
All right, Ted, I appreciate it.
We still got 3 minutes of the segment.
I know, but I can't take it anymore. We haven't done any sports reporting. So I need to say goodbye. Thank you very much.
Well, how about, I tried to do the sports reporting.
You're telling me about guys selling their ass down on Wilshire. You're talking about Seth MacFarlane. You're talking about this and talking about that. Talking about kicker, you know, we never do get to the real story.
Ted, and you're worrying too much about the word, like, stacked.
How about this guy that had the sprockets for legs? You want to? I can give you an opinion about this guy. What about him?
You mean this guy, Oscar Pistorius? Is that him?
There you go, baby. This is the guy that ran in the Olympics, and he had those springy-looking... What he had for legs were actually the springs from a rocking horse. Okay? Now...
What do you mean, the springs from a rocking horse?
Exactly what I said.
You said the guy that ran in the Olympics.
Yes, all you got to do is take a look at it. They call him Blade Runner. That's not Blade Runner. Those are garage door springs that he took off a garage door or a doctor did or somebody or designed something that looked like that. So first of all, I think you got to know where this guy's coming from. It's not Blade Runner. This guy is a common garage door. He's got garage door springs for legs. It's not blades. The guy is nothing more than a common, lousy, just some punk with a garage door spring for a leg.
Yeah, but he has two of them.
All right, he's got two of them. Just like you were saying the other day, bud, the guy with the pogo stick?
Yeah, it wasn't a pogo stick, though. It looked like it.
Well, these aren't real garage door springs. I don't know what they are.
So what has that got to do with anything?
It means if we start to tell it like it is, like Ted Bell proposes, and we start saying what a guy is all about, you don't say Blade Runner, makes him sound like some romantic figure from the future. This is a guy that's getting through life with a... He's got to go to a garage door company to get his legs repaired. You know,
he's not going to a garage door company, man. He's obviously going to some place where they are fitting people with prosthetics.
Prosthetics? Did you see the guy or did you not?
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And you're telling me that's some kind of a sophisticated prosthetic? Those two springs on his legs, I could use those because I can't get the fourth door on my four-car garage open. I could use that guy's legs.
Are you crying?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Why?
I hate it. I hate everything.
Ted, I think you're going to do well.
Yeah.
I think you're going to do well, Margaret.
Ted, this has been a very good start for you. I know we criticized you. I know we criticized you, but I think you're going to do well doing sports, Ted. I'm so sorry that I criticized you the way I did.
I want to do something stick like grease.
I know. I know you want to do something other than stink like grease, but you own a restaurant, man. Think about this. Think of the achievement, you know. And don't be drinking on the job. You don't want to wind up like Ted Bell Sr. And, you know, give a guy a break, man. I mean, if it's Blade Runner, it's Blade Runner. God, you know, the dude's done a lot to be able to run in the Olympics like that.
Yeah, he did a lot, too, man. Was I just on mic?
Yeah, I think I heard a little bit of it.
Yeah, he did a lot. Excuse me.
Yeah, he did a lot, too, when he killed his girlfriend. You want to call that the achievement of the year? Boy, he's done a lot, man. He ran with a couple of garage door springs, killed his girlfriend, dropped a garage door on her head. I'd like to look into just how many things he's done with garage doors.
All right, Ted, thank you very much.
You don't like that out?
No, I don't. Thank you very much. Congratulations. We'll see you next week.
All right. Ted Bell here. Don't forget to come into Ted's in Beverly Hills, the Prime Rib Room. This weekend, more big sporting action. The Daytona 500. No, wait a minute. That was last week. We'll see if there's somebody else showing up on the track with a couple of springs for legs, maybe a pogo stick, who knows, maybe a rocking chair, I don't...
All right, I didn't hang up on him.
No, you hung up.
There's a guy that ought to go out into the parking lot with you, Margaret, and blast up.
I didn't blast up, but if that's what you're suggesting...
Yeah, I am. We'll be right back, world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I'm telling you, that guy had garage door springs for legs, and I'm telling you.
You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And we're back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Thank you to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I just
don't like that car. You know, Seth MacFarlane was down on Wilshire selling his rear end for the price of a Ted, I think is, even if he's joking.
Well, I don't think he's joking. I think he's completely insane when he says stuff like that. I think Ted knows he's what he's saying isn't true.
What is he going to say?
I think he drops these names like, you know, it's a big deal, man. Like, hey, guess who comes into my restaurant?
Well, do you think Seth MacFarlane's been in his restaurant?
I don't know. Who knows? How do you know? He's in Beverly Hills. I mean, there's all kinds of people hang out there. I don't know. But, I mean, to say the guy was dead, Seth before, who did it? Matthew McConaughey selling their rear ends for the price of a Ted. How much does a Ted cost, bud?
What are you asking me for? I don't drink them.
Yeah, well, you got the menu right there.
Oh. The Ted, the famous Ted.
What's it say?
Enjoy this signature drink of the famous Ted of Beverly Hills restaurant. Ted handpicks the rum himself. The Captain Morgan's with a splash of Haitian or Jamaican rum and a very refreshing Coke from a Coca-Cola makes the Ted one of the favorites of all time.
Are you reading that from the menu?
No, I'm just making it up because...
Give me that, will you? What are you making it up for?
Did somebody drop some grease on it?
You spill gravy on this?
Look at me, man.
You can't read it because there's a gravy stain.
You were making all of that up.
Yeah.
Oh. Give me your shirt. The Ted's of Beverly Hills. It's Captain Morgan's and Coke is what it is. And let's see, the price is what I was looking for.
What's the price?
$9.50. I guess that ain't that bad.
$9.50 for one lousy drink? Ha 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 ha. You ain't gonna get me to part with $9.50 for a Ted.
And why does a guy gotta go down to Wilshire and sell his ass for the price of a Ted? I mean, how much?
Phil, don't ask me. Are you trying to tell me? See, these are the areas you go that I think are very, very dangerous for your career.
Why?
Because basically you're saying that Seth MacFarlane's ass is a $9.50 ass.
Yeah, it's before people known about him.
Well, even if they did...
Wait, are you trying to tell me that I'm insulting the man?
If you're saying that he got $9.50 from some poor, lonely...
Margaret, that's the most bizarre line of thinking.
No, but I mean, I kind of know what she's saying. You're saying Seth MacFarlane, that guy's a big star.
Okay, he's a big star. What about it?
Just say the guy's sold his butt to a lonely businessman for $9.50.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything like that. Ted's the guy that said they were selling their asses for the price of a Ted.
But you concurred.
I didn't concur. I simply said... I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did, and I think that at some point you need to apologize. Because what you're saying, Phil, is this. Matthew McConaughey, and I wish and I hope and I pray, that he never goes into the life of a male prostitute. But if he does, one would hope that that portion, the rear end...
Yeah?
Don't look at me like that, Phil.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I haven't dug a hole for myself. That, his... But is worth more than $9.50.
What'd you pay for it?
May I be allowed?
No, you're not. I'm going to smack you. I don't think anybody is saying that other than what is going on in Ted's fevered brain. No one said that Matthew McConaughey sells his ass for $9.50 or Seth MacFarlane. I do know that the Ted is a $9.50 drink. And for Ted to say that these guys were down on Wilshire selling their asses before they became famous for the price of a Ted is essentially saying it's $9.50.
What if it's worth less then?
Okay, then it would be worth less.
Oh, my God. So now you're saying, what, $5.50?
Yeah, that's it, Margaret. So Ted is saying that Matthew McConaughey and Seth MacFarlane, before they became famous, could only sell their butts for $5.50.
I don't think there's anything funny about it.
I think you need help if you really believe any of this crap that we're talking about. Help. H-E-L-P. Georgetown and the rest of the Catholic Seven intend to add Butler and Xavier to its new league. Georgetown and its fellow Catholic breakaway members of the Big East. What's that about?
I think it's religious, some sort of religious persecution, I guess.
Religious persecution?
Yeah.
By who?
By the Big East.
Georgetown and its fellow Catholic breakaway members of the Big East intend to add Butler and Xavier to the new basketball-centered conference they're forming and start play as a nine-member league next season, according to a person close to the process. In quoting the outgoing Pope Benedict, they said...
Give me that.
Take that from me.
You telling me the Pope said that?
I'm joking.
Oh, thank God.
I'm joking.
Well, you said it.
Yeah, that's right. They went to Pope Benedict to get a quote on the new league that Xavier... The plan is to add other members of the following year, with Creighton and Dayton among a handful of schools receiving strong consideration. Is Dayton a Catholic school? I thought that was just like Dayton. The goal is to reach a 12-team conference in a gradual, orderly fashion, whether that takes 2 or more years. Yes, it will be a Catholic league. Only Catholics. See, now I'm Catholic. I can make Catholic jokes. I can make any Catholic joke I want because I grew up Catholic. I got this badge and I got this gun and I got the love of Jesus in my pretty green eyes.
What?
I'm talking about making Catholic jokes.
I can make Catholic joke.
No, you can't. You're not Catholic. Nobody here. Me. I'm the only one.
Well, that's taking it a little far, isn't it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, because Catholics understand Catholics. See, I got it. Let me give you this. I'll just tell it to you like this. I can knock the Catholic Church as I do, but when I hear non-Catholics do it, I ask myself this question. Where do you, what's it got to do with you? You're not a Catholic.
What about the molestation?
The molestation, I understand. But I don't hear people bring that up a lot. I hear them bringing up the Pope, this, the that, something else. And I'll say to them, you know, I know there's a lot wrong with the Catholic Church, but you got no right. No right at all. All right, we'll be right back on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Is the Pope Catholic?
Kill me, I can't let she get to do that. Ow! Right.
You okay?
What?
Because you said Matthew McConaughey's butt's only worth $5.50.
Phil Hendry.